Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar. Many of the Svarim point out that the tefillah of Moda Ani is something we do right when we wake up in the morning, before we even wash our hands, to put ourselves in a state where we are fit to make brachos, or to say Hashem's name. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, as well as many others, explain that the reason we do this is because what we're showing is that a person, no matter where they are, they could be in a state of total impurity. They could be very, very far from Hashem. But a person is never unable to say, Modani lefanecha melechai v'kayam. I'm never unable to admit and to acknowledge Hashem's presence and to coronate God as the king of the world and to make that exclamation and make that proclamation. A person is never too impure to be able to do that. And it's a beautiful, very beautiful teaching and a very important one. I was thinking, though, that maybe there's another way to look at it, and it's very connected, which is that what we're doing by saying Modani lefanecha before we do anything else is that what we're doing is we're focusing on Hashem before we're focusing on ourselves. So before we even think about, am I pure or am I impure? What do I need to do to purify myself? We're all of a sudden now the central focus, the core that things revolve around is me, my state of being, my tzidkus, my righteousness, where I'm holding. Instead, as a Jew, what we do when we wake up in the morning is we say, Modani lefanecha. Before I even think about myself, I'm admitting myself, I'm giving myself over. Modani lefanecha, melechai b'kayam, that the central point isn't me. The central point is you, melechai b'kayam. You are the central point, Hashem. That my day revolves around you. The starting point of everything is you, not me. So before I even wonder or worry or bother with taking care of myself, of washing my hands, the very first thing I do is I acknowledge Hashem as the king. Hashem is the central focus. Maybe that has something to do with why we have Rosh Hashanah before Yom Kippur. It's a well-known question that people often ask, why don't we have Yom Kippur first? We should first get our kapara, we should first get our atonement, our forgiveness, we should cleanse ourselves, clean ourselves off, and then we can go in front of the king. Now we're fit to go in front of the king. Which is really, essentially that question is the same question as why isn't Netilas Yadayim before Moda Ani? And I think maybe the answer is because Moda Ani comes before Netilas Yadayim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we have a miniature Rosh Hashanah and a miniature Yom Kippur every single morning. We have Moda Ani is Rosh Hashanah and Netilas Yadayim is Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah is the day we say Hashem is the king. We coronate Hashem as the king. It's a day that's focused on Hashem. It's not focused on us. We don't even do that much tshuva that focuses on us. We do tshuva by focusing on Hashem, making Hashem the central point. That's what we're paying attention to. And then we have Yom Kippur. In as much as my purity, my forgiveness relates to Hashem as the king, that's how much significance my state of being has. But Yom Kippur only has significance. My purity or impurity, where I'm holding, is only significant in as much as it's a function of serving Hashem, as Hashem being the central point. It's not about me for the sake of me. It's looking at myself, but only after I've already started out by looking at Hashem. In as much as I'm recognizing Modani lefanecha melechai v'kayam that I have Rosh Hashanah, now Yom Kippur matters. Now Netilas Yadayim matters. And so every single morning we have Rosh Hashanah when we say Modani lefanecha melechai v'kayam shechazarti b'nishmas b'chem l'rabim munasecha. And then we have Yom Kippur when we go and wash our hands, we purify ourselves. And so in this time period, what we're doing leading up to Rosh Hashanah is we're focusing. We're saying the very first thing we do in this year, before we even think about our averos and our mitzvos and our tshuva, is we do tshuva by returning. Tshuva is returning. We're returning to what the center is. What the ikkar is, what the core of the whole thing is. The core of the whole thing is remembering that it's about Hashem. Bringing ourselves back to that. Being able to experience a world in which we're not limited to our self-identity by the self. We're not limited to self-worth or self-respect or self-love by the secular concepts of these things where we're confined to the self. But instead, the self has all the infinite worth, all the infinite respect, all the infinite love possible, because it's actually self-love, self-respect, and self-worth that comes from the fact that it is connected to what is actually infinite, actually worthy, actually respectable, actually lovable, which is God himself. And through that, the self takes on so much more meaning, so much more power, becomes something that's so much more infinite and beyond and transcending all of those constrictions and limitations of self-definition. As the Sfasema says, V'kovei Hashem yachalifu koach. Those who put their trust in Hashem have a transferring, a yachalifu, a chalipin, a transfer, a transition or some sort of change of their koach. They move from a koach, a power that's generated from within themselves, to a power that's generated from being part of something that's so beyond them. And we do that by specifically putting Rosh Hashanah first. That we start the year and we start every single day by making it that the central focus is Hashem. And through that focus, we come into then focusing on ourselves as well, in as much as our self is an extension or an expression or a servant or in relationship with the Almighty himself. So much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.